In 2000, Ralph Nader ran for president with a classic third-party message that there was very little difference between Republicans and Democrats. In his current bid, Nader is the preferred candidate of about 5% of likely voters, which, in a tight race, may be enough to affect the 2004 presidential election. NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Ralph Nader, when introduced to a crowd of 150 law students at the University of Texas last week, might have heard more hands clapping, if not for all the hand-wringing going on. Law student Tyler Whitmore had maybe one hand clapping at the event because he agrees with Nader on the issues, but he won't vote for him.
What he's saying needs to be said, and he should say it up until the last minute, and then he should get out and endorse Kerry. I don't like John Kerry. I'm going to hold my nose and vote for John Kerry in the coming election, for sure.
Nader's been something of a mystery to many of his longtime supporters who aren't urging run, Ralph, run. They're asking, why, Ralph? Why? James Fallows, the national correspondent for the Atlantic Monthly, is a former Nader raider.
To the best of my knowledge, everybody who's ever been associated with him and his past efforts says, Ralph, you know, what are you doing?
Fallows has a theory.
I think that he's planning the 100-year war, that yes, he no longer asserts that the Republicans and Democrats are just the same and that George Bush is just the same as a Democratic opponent, but in the long run, from his point of view, what seems to count is changing the basic complexion of politics.
This year, Nader may have a hot-button issue to solidify his standing among a core constituency. John Sides, assistant professor of government at the University of Texas, says that when it comes to the war in Iraq, Nader can take a stand neither of his opponents can.
The position that Nader can take advantage of is just from day one, this was a bad idea, this was a bad war waged in a bad way. He can take a fairly absolute position like that and defend it credibly. You know, Kerry can't defend that position credibly because he voted for the war, and I think in general would say that he supports many of the goals of that war.
In fact, Kerry has already received some heat from potential supporters who want the U.S. out of Iraq now. During a Q&A session at the City College of New York 2 weeks ago, Kerry addressed an audience member who called for the immediate withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq.
What we need to do is help transition to stability that recognizes people's rights. And I'm sure you want to recognize people's rights. Now, well, let me just finish. Yes, and I want the Americans out, and so do Americans.
No, you don't. You say stay the course, Senator.
Stay the course of leaving a stable Iraq.
Nader's policy is not for an immediate U.S. withdrawal, but he thinks in 6 months' time, the United States should be out.
We owe it to the Iraqi people not to immediately abandon them because there'll be civil war and all kinds of strife. But certainly there are 6 months period where we can withdraw, put in international peacekeepers, get elections underway, and get the corporations out of the interference with Iraqi economic activity, including the oil.
Though the war is just one issue in his portfolio, Nader says his stance should be just as appealing to protectionist Republicans as dovish Democrats, a statement that no poll and no Republican seems to back up. So far, polls show that almost all of Nader's support comes at the expense of John Kerry, which is why James Fallows has a piece of advice for Nader. He wishes his old mentor luck on the 100-year plan and advises him to pursue it aggressively and exclusively in all the non-swing states. Mike Pesca, NPR News, Austin.